In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for yet another day and another opportunity in your presence. Thank you, Father, for what you have been doing in our lives, in our family, in our nation, Nigeria, and that which you are yet to do. Blessed be your holy name in the name of Jesus Christ. As we share your word, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Breathe upon the word. Let it come with understanding and power to transform and equip us, that the least among us will be as strong as David and become more and more like Jesus Christ. I take authority over every foul spirit, every unclean spirit, every evil spirit, every demon spirit, powers from your foundation, ancestral demons. I come against you by the power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ. I bring you under subjection to the obedience of Christ and to the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, ignite the heart of someone. Holy Spirit, let there be a fresh impartation of grace. Psalm 92 and in verse 10, the Bible says, but my horn shall thy exalt like the horn of an unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And Ecclesiastes 9:8, the Bible says, let thy head lack no ointment, and let thy garment be always white. That you will begin something fresh. You will release something new into the life of somebody today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glorify Jesus, Holy Spirit, and let the name of the Father be exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Turn your Bible quickly with me to Colossians chapter 4 and in verse 2. Bible says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. By the help of the Holy Spirit, of exhorting us on a message titled Continue in Prayer. Continue in prayer. The key word in this scripture is consistency. Hear this, beloved. In consistency lies the power. In consistency lies the power. Prayer is a kingdom lifestyle. It's not something you do today and you relax tomorrow. The Bible says, in Luke chapter 18 verse 1, Jesus said that men urge always to pray and not to faint. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 17, Paul said, pray without ceasing. So prayer is a kingdom lifestyle. Prayer is the way we survive spiritually in this kingdom. Just the way you eat natural food for you to survive in the natural, for you to survive in the spiritual, in your spiritual life as a Christian. Prayer cannot be overemphasized. Prayer is a great necessity for your spiritual survival. Prayer is something that should be on and on in your life. In the midnight, you are up praying and praying in the Holy Ghost. In the morning before you go out, you take your time and wait in the place of prayer. When you have time during the day, you are in on prayer. You are in prayer. You are on prayer. You are on prayer. During the evening, you are prayer. David said something in the psalmist. He said, in the morning, in the noon, and in the night, will I call upon you and you will answer me. David was a man of prayer. He was consistent in prayer. He continued in prayer. No wonder he fought 66 battles and lost none. No wonder he was a man after God's own heart. Receive the grace for consistency for prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power that is fighting your prayer life, that is making you to pray, and the next time you are lukewarm, that is making you not to be consistent in prayer, receive the fresh baptism of fire to be consistent in your prayer life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to take us through the biblical example of a man that continued in prayer and the benefit of continuity in prayer. Our Bible character for today is Daniel. Turn your Bible to Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 10. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, the Bible says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees three times a day. He prayed." The Bible says he prayed and gave thanks before his God, and as he did oftentimes. You remember in Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, our anchor scripture, the Bible says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." So there are two things that we need to be consistent to. That is prayer and thanksgiving. But my emphasis in this message is not the aspect of the thanksgiving, but the aspect of prayer. And here in Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, Bible is also showing us that Daniel was consistent both in prayer and in thanksgiving. The Bible says he knelt down three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did oftentimes. This was the story of Daniel. When you read verse 1 of that Daniel chapter 6, when he pleased Darius to set over his kingdom 120 princes that would be over his reign. And over these 120 princes, he chose three presidents, and of whom Daniel was the first among the presidents, so that they would give account to him, so that his kingdom will not have damage. But the Bible says in verse 3 that then this same Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was upon him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Because of this excellent spirit that was upon Daniel, that made him outstanding among his equals, his colleagues envied him, and they plot a way to stop Daniel because they could not watch Daniel to become the overall over them. Then the president and the princes sought and found occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, a way they would get him. But the Bible said they could not find any fault because he was faithful and there was no error found in him. You know what the men did? They had a meeting and said that the only way that we can get to Daniel, the only way we can be able to bring Daniel down, I prophesy, any gang up, any conspiracy from the pit of hell, any man, any woman that have gathered against your downfall, that say you will not rise to become what God have destined you to be, that say you will not become wealthy in life, that say you will not be married in life, that say you will not handle that wealth in life, they will die your death. They will live long self to see what you are going to become in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And they gang up against Daniel and made a conspiracy against him to get him. What did they do? They went to the king and told him that within the space of this period, nobody else should pray to any other god except the God of the Babylon. And anyone that does that should be thrown into the lion's den. Unknown to the king signed the document. And according to the laws of the Perdians and the Medes, once the king signed anything with his signet ring, it cannot be reversed. Meanwhile, the king loved Daniel so much and have great plans for Daniel. And when the documents have been signed, have been published, the Bible says in verse 10, where we read from, that when Daniel knew that the writing has been signed, he did not allow the situation on ground, the situation that is even a threat to his life, to stop him from praying. What is that situation that have weakened your prayer life? What is that situation that have made you not to be consistent in prayer? Daniel was a situation of his life being taken, but he was not moved by the situation. Rather, he fired up his prayer life the more. He continued in his prayer life. I pray for you. Anything the devil have brought to your way or around your life to weaken your prayer life, to make you spiritually lazy in the place of prayer, to make your altar of prayer to be cold, I resist and I destroy that thing in the name of Jesus Christ. May God make a way of escape for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Do you know what happened at the end of the day? When the king discovered that Daniel was a victim of what he signed, because they found Daniel praying and they went to report to the king, and the king was so sad. He did everything to escape Daniel, but to no avail, because according to the law of Medes and Persians, whatever the king signed with the signet ring cannot be reversed. And he had no option than to order Daniel to be thrown into the lion's den. And then that night he could not sleep. Every means of entertainment, he shut it down and was mourning for Daniel. And very early in the morning, he went to the town, to the lion's den, and cried and said, "Oh Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lion's den?" Then Daniel said unto the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt." You see, the first benefit, or one of the benefits of continuity in prayer, is that it delivers you from what the enemy intended against you. Prayer leads to deliverance. If you are a man, if you are a woman of prayer, it doesn't matter the plans of the enemies against your life. Maybe they have planned premature death. Maybe they have planned accident for you or your family member. Maybe they have planned something evil against you. Knowing or unknowingly to you, as long as you are in the place of prayer, as long as your altar of prayer is on, they may plan it, but they will never succeed. God somehow will deliver you from the plans of the enemy. Some of the things that happen to believers today is as a result of their lack of prayer, or the lack of consistency in their prayer life. If you are a man or a woman of prayer, you enjoy supernatural deliverances. You enjoy deliverances from all around. What the enemy planned cannot be your portion. Do you remember Acts of the Apostles chapter 12? When Herod stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, he took James and killed him, and when he saw that he pleased the people, he went further to take Peter and put him in the prison, waiting that after Easter he will bring him out and slaughter him as usual. The reason why Herod succeeded over James was because the church was cold in their place of prayer. The church was not consistent anymore in the place of prayer. And in that Acts of the Apostles chapter 12 verse 5, when they saw that Peter had been taken, they revived their prayer altar. The Bible said they prayed without ceasing for Peter. And what happened? There was an angelic intervention, just as it was in the case of Daniel. The angel of the Lord stepped into the prison and then brought Peter out miraculously. That is what happens when Christians pray. That is what happens when believers maintain their prayer life. Angels are on activities. Angels are on operations. prayer activate the ministry of angels for deliverance. Remember the Bible says concerning angels in Psalm 91 and in verse 11 and 12, it says, He will give His angels charge over you to bear you with their hands. They will hold you so that you will not dash your feet against the stone. The Bible says, The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them, they are fear Him to deliver them. So when you are a person of prayer, you enjoy angelic activities for deliverance. I see deliverance coming for somebody. I don't want to know what the enemy have implanted against your life in this season. Because you are listening to this message, they are canceled, they are destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 7 says, Thus saith the Lord God, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. And in Job chapter 5 and in verse 12, the Bible says, He disappointed the devices of the crafty, that their hands could not perform their enterprise. Therefore, what the enemy have intended or planned for you, it will not come to pass, it will not manifest in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The second benefit of consistency in prayer, of continuity in prayer, in Daniel chapter 24, the Bible says, And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Then their children and their wives, and the lions had the mastery on them, and break all their bones in pieces. Or ever they came at the bottom of the den. The second benefit of continuity in prayer or consistency in prayer is judgment against the enemies of your life. Judgment against the enemies of your life. Nothing brings divine judgment like prayer. The same people that intended evil for Daniel, that conspired against Daniel, and Daniel was placed in the lion's den to die. As God supernaturally delivered Daniel, He judged his enemies. The king commanded the same people with their family and everything they had, and it was thrown into the lion's den, and the lion had mastery on them. Alatons kapalatata. I prophesy, every enemies that are against your life, that want you dead, that don't want you to see the light of the day, that don't want you to become what God has destined you to be, they will die your death. They will expire by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. You remember in the story of the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 2, the children of Israel have been slaves in Egypt for 430 years. They were not delivered, neither was their enemy judged, until the Bible says in Exodus chapter 2, in Exodus chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 23, and it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by the reason of their bondage, and they cried, they prayed, and the Bible said, and their cry came up to God by the reason of their bondage, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, and God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Not until they prayed to God. God do not remember the covenant He made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and had respect for them, and came down for their deliverance and the judgment of their enemy. It was their prayer life that provoked the heavens and made God to step down to deliver them from the bondage in Egypt, and to judge their enemy in the Red Sea. That is what prayer does. Prayer brings deliverance, and it brings judgment against the enemies of your life and your destiny. I encourage you, and I charge you this morning. I charge you this day. Rise up in the place of prayer and see the deliverance of God in your life, in your family, and in the situation of your life. Rise up in the place of prayer and you will see the judgment of God against the enemies of your life. I don't want to know who that enemy is. Maybe it's a household enemy or external enemy. Maybe it's a witch or a wizard that is on your case. Or maybe it's a marine power or an occultic power or a foundational power. It doesn't matter the strongness of those enemies. It doesn't matter the powerfulness of those enemies. No forces can withstand the power of God. And what activates the power of God is prayer. When you engage God in prayer, God steps into the situation of your life to deliver you from them. And it does not stop there. He goes further to judge the enemies of your life. I see God judging the enemy of your life. That enemy of your life that don't want you to become what God wants you to be. The enemy of your life as a young lady that say you will not be married early, you will not be settled. That say as a woman, you will not carry your own child. You have been married, been in that marriage for years without no issue. That demon of barrenness will be judged if you can engage God in prayer. As a youth hearing my voice, you have been trusting God for admission into the university, into the higher institution, but to no avail. If you can engage God in prayer, God will deliver you from that and judge the enemy of your life and give you that academic breakthrough. I don't know what is your expectation. As you engage God in prayer for that financial prosperity, that breakthrough in your business, that increase in the work of your hand, that force that is fighting your business not to grow, that power that is fighting your marriage, that is fighting your ministry, if you can engage God in the place of prayer, God will not only bring deliverance, but He will bring judgment against the enemy responsible for that thing that is not working, responsible for that evil happening around your life. And I see God judging the enemies of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The last benefit I'm going to give us, using Daniel as an example, is that prayer provokes supernatural prosperity. Prayer brings prosperity. In Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 28, the Bible says, "So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian." This is a lasting prosperity. Daniel prospered from the reign of Darius to the reign of Cyrus. Why? Because he was a man of prayer. Giving or seed sowing is not the only secret to prosperity. Prayer is another avenue of lasting prosperity. Daniel prospered. Why? Because he engaged God in the place of prayer. I don't know how long you have suffered that poverty, that lack in your finance, that lack of abundance, poverty. If you can engage God in the place of prayer, the gate of heaven will be opened unto you, and prosperity will be released like a rain. Daniel prospered from one generation to the other because he was a man of prayer. I see God prospering you. I see financial abundance being released to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Daniel was honored by the king. He made a decree and he wrote it and he sent it across the whole kingdom that everyone should honor the God of Daniel. If you can engage God in the place of prayer, God will be honored in your life. And as God is honored in your life, you all will be honored as well. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. I see the grace for consistency in prayer resting upon you. Receive the grace to be consistent in prayer. Receive fresh baptism of prayer now. In the name of Jesus. In few minutes, lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God for His word. Thank Him for the revival in your prayer life. Lift up your voice and appreciate Him for the revival of your prayer altar via the word of God. Lift up your voice and pray. If you can pray in the spirit, lift up your voice and pray in tongues. Make the man for fresh baptism of fire. Make the man for grace, for consistency in prayer. I receive grace for consistency in prayer. I receive grace to continue in prayer and to watch in the same with thanksgiving. I receive the grace to continue in prayer. Lekotom brata kalaka damatam breketo kono bregende gendete branata banata rakata lana. Esgebenetom braga dina kumbrata laga denete skobenetom branata. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you using the benefits that accompanied Daniel as a result of his prayer life. Receive deliverance from every plans of the enemy set against you in this season. They will not succeed, it will not stand, it will not come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I execute judgment against the enemies of your life and your destiny. And I prophesy prosperity into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And above it all, receive fresh baptism of prayer, consistency in your prayer, grace to continue in prayer. Receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. You are lifted. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.